This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley's effort to keep his job took a hit yesterday. The Alabama Ethics Commission found probable cause he violated state ethics law and forwarded several complaints to the Montgomery District Attorney's Office for possible prosecution. It's the latest fallout from the scandal sparked by an alleged affair between Bentley and a former aide. It also comes as the governor is bracing for a report to be released tomorrow by the House Judiciary Committee as it looks to possible impeachment. We talk about the situation now with Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald. He joins us now as he does most Thursdays. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, this scandal around Bentley is progressing on several fronts, so let's just take this portion dealing with the Alabama Ethics Commission. What was it about yesterday?
Well, it was brutal for the governor yesterday, frankly. The commission was considering whether he had used public property and people essentially to conceal or cover up part of this. As part of it, they were looking at violations of the Fair Campaign Practices Act, whether he improperly used campaign funds, whether he took loans outside the window that's allowed, and those sorts of things. And the commission found reason to believe, as you said, that in four cases, there was reason to think that he should be prosecuted.
So we had these complaints that were filed. The commission looked at them, voted on them yesterday. The first part of that was an executive session. The vote was in public, but the discussion happened in executive session. Is there anything in the tea leaves that you can infer about what was discussed yesterday?
I don't know about tea leaves, but we saw a lot of people, and we're able to confirm that a lot of people were talking. Ray Lewis, his former bodyguard, testified. Former campaign strategist Angie Stalnaker testified. Of course, Spencer Collier, who revealed all this last year, the former head of ALEA, testified. Those three, first of all, are all his former friends, close people who he has, you know, spent the better part of a year trying to discredit. John Merrill testified. Others did.
Secretary of State.
Right. So clearly the governor felt like it was important because he himself showed up to testify, although he tried very hard to make sure nobody saw him do it. So he understood the weightiness of this.
Well, the commission's votes on these complaints weren't particularly close. There were 4-0, 3-1 on these different complaints. Is that particularly noteworthy?
I think it is. I mean, first of all, remember that every one of these guys, or most of these commissioners appointed by Bentley, one of them who did not vote is actually related to Bentley by marriage. There could have been a lot of pressure there to make this happen. And instead, they took turns individually offering the motion on Bentley's cases. So four different people offered the motion on those. So I think it was significant, and I think that they made a hard choice.
Well, these complaints go to the Montgomery District Attorney's Office. We also got an investigation of the governor by the Attorney General's Office underway. The House Judiciary Committee is scheduled to release a report that it's investigating this matter as well. That's expected tomorrow. Does what happened yesterday have anything to do with these other tracks?
Well, yes and no. I mean, because they referred it, I think it can only give energy to those other investigations. Had they said, we don't have enough evidence, we don't think it's there, and stopped it, I think it could have really had a chilling effect on the impeachment proceedings. But because of what they did, it simply makes it more likely that impeachment will proceed.
Oh, this action yesterday by the commission, it just means probable cause. It doesn't mean a conviction. Bentley's maintained he hasn't done anything illegal, nothing that warrants impeachment. What kind of position is he in now compared to where he was before yesterday's Ethics Commission meeting?
I don't think we can overestimate how bad yesterday was for Bentley. I honestly think that we may see a new governor within the next 3 or 4 months. Yes, it is a far cry, as his lawyer said, from probable cause to beyond reasonable doubt. But that doesn't necessarily matter in the impeachment case. And the Attorney General will pursue as they see fit. But this was a big, dark day for Bentley.
Oh, this report expected tomorrow from the House Judiciary Committee. What are you going to be watching for in it?
Witness testimony, primarily. The people we talked about earlier. Of course, we've seen some from Ray Lewis from his own lawsuits. We've seen some from Spencer Collier from his own lawsuits. But there are other people who saw details, who can offer a lot of information, particularly about use of state money, about use of state vehicles and planes and those sorts of things. So, I mean, obviously we know a lot about this from what we've gathered over the year, but there are going to be a lot of details to see.
John Archibald is a columnist with the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News, online anytime at al.com. John, great to have you here.
Thank you.